key benefits, certainly from if we're dealing with offshore investors for starters, have been the falling Australian dollar and, you know, several of our free trade agreements that have been struck in the last 6 to 12 months have all added some good impetus to the rural property markets. And I think, you know, obviously cattle prices have been very strong and it's helped that particular sector. I think, you know, there's also been, you know, good demand for assets with good quality water access. And Australia's location geographically on a, in a global sense, you know, we're right on the doorstep of Asia, etc. All those things are well known and buyers understand that. I think not just the international buyers, I know that that sort of gets the headlines, but, you know, there are plenty of people in the industry already who, you know, large families who want to expand have probably held off maybe taking on the neighbour, but there's a bit more activity generally creeping in across a lot of regions where we're seeing that uptick in sort of neighbour-to-neighbour transactional activity. But that's, it's not as strong as it is in the, you know, sort of the bigger properties. So the larger properties are the ones that are probably drawing the most buyer attention at the moment, as opposed to sort of smaller build-up type properties.
What other parts of Australia, you know, have seen impressive sales, and how does New South Wales compare to that?
There's been a lot of demand in the Moree region and also in the Riverina from institutional investors, you know, corporate farming type operations, because the scale of property is there. It's been relatively affordable and it's got water. So that area, just speaking specifically about New South Wales, those two areas in particular have seen quite a lot of investment of corporate and international funds. If you look at comparing that elsewhere, there's been quite a significant amount of investment in Victoria, probably dairy and cropping in the southwest. South Australia hasn't captured, just running around, South Australia hasn't captured perhaps as much foreign investment. There is certainly mainly dry land cereal cropping investments occurred. And Western Australia's seen quite a lot of, because again, there's big farms, large areas to be acquired. So there's been activity from Esperance right through the wheat belt into the northern wheat belt in terms of foreign and corporate investment. So that's been the main focus. In Queensland, there's been a lot of recent activity in terms of cattle and also horticulture. So all states have fared quite well.
What sectors have you seen the most interest in? You know, the dairy, grazing, horticulture?
Horticulture's definitely been of interest, but cattle's been the strongest one. Most of the recent activity's been in the cattle sector. There has also been some talk of the Van Diemen's Land properties down in Tasmania, big dairy operations. I think there's some press about that recently, about a transaction going on down there. So it's spread across sectors, but beef has been the standout